Over the years, the theme of gratitude crossed my path in many ways. I try to remind myself to count my blessings. Yet, like so many of us, I tend to get drawn into the everyday drama of life, often forgetting in that process how much I have to be grateful for. I could, of course, claim this to be the inevitable consequence of living in a world where many things have yet to change for the better. But when I point at the outside world only, I overlook my own ability to make a contribution in how I experience life. It's quite simple. When I only focus on the negativity surrounding me, my view of the world becomes a negative one. When I focus on things to be grateful for, it soothes my heart and relaxes the frown between the eyebrows. To quote an old Buddhist saying, we suffer not because we live in the world, we suffer because the world lives in us. Or, as American author and personal development counselor Wayne Dyer puts it, most people spend the last 5 minutes before falling asleep thinking about the things that went wrong, or how they were wronged by others. By doing so, they program their subconscious to marinate negative feelings all night long and wake up next morning with the effects of it. Now, the first days in January are quite notorious for people waking up in the morning feeling off. After the consuming Christmas holidays, life goes back to normal and back to the barricades. While sipping my morning tea last week in one of those early January moods, my eye fell on a social media post suggesting to take a big glass jar and fill it over the year with notes on things to be grateful for. Empty it by next New Year's Eve, and you have a year full of goodness to look back on. I really liked that suggestion and adopted it with a little twist. You see, every year for Christmas, my children give me a big personalized weekly calendar with little notes and previews of highlights for the coming year. And last year, I had already started to record memorable events, adding small notes on the back pages of my weeks. Now, for this year, 2019, my resolution is to write down at least one thing every day to be grateful for and use it as my mantra before I go to sleep. I'll be curious to see how this affects my view on the world and, in effect, my contentment in life. To read the full version of this blog, go to energycounseling.nl, the blog 365 Days of Gratitude. This is Ingrid Schippers for Dutch Buzz.